Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon.
All right, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to episode number 32 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I am the professor, Brandon Crowd. Joining me from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. is the resident crew chief, Tony Smith. Tony, what up?
How you doing, B?
What up?
It's different being on the other end of this.
I bet. You feel like important and shit, don't you?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So, Tony, how's things? How's the weather? What's going on in D.C.?
Man, it's beautiful here in man, I gotta just first, before I even go anywhere else beyond this, I got to go and thank a listener of ours.
Okay.
So, you know, last week, remember I was talking about it, I'm going to be in D.C. and I'm going to be walking around trying to find beer with my, you know, with my styrofoam, you know, cooler and looking like a fool. One of our listeners, Thor Cheston, he actually is one of the owners of Right Proper Brewing Company right here in downtown D.C. He's like, dude, stop by. I'll hook you up. I'll fill your cooler. Ha, ha, ha. Right. I go there, dude. He hooked me up, man. I'm still sipping on some of the beer. What is this? Raised by Wolves. And it's their top selling beer. And then the other one that I drank last night is called Being There. And as he calls it, that's their beer flavored beer.
Beer
flavored beer. So it turns out I'm a big fan.
That's
so
very cool.
But no, thanks, man. He really hooked us up. Anybody that goes to DC, you gotta hit up Right Proper Brewing. Man, you can't go wrong there. So he's a big Chase Elliott fan. I gotta throw this in real quick. He's a big Chase Elliott fan.
Okay.
And he and his wife are expecting their first child. And how she told him was she ordered him something from NASCAR.com. And it came in, he opened it up, and it was a little baby Chase Elliott onesie, and it was pink.
Dude, that's so
cool. It was pink, right?
That's
so
awesome.
He's having a little girl next month, so that's awesome. So congratulations to those guys. So
very cool.
Little baby 24.
Little baby 24.
I think he's convincing her to name the baby Chase is going to be a little bigger challenge.
Hey, but, I mean, if I can name my dog Harvick, I mean,
right. Oh, well, that's a little different there.
Nonsense.
A little different.
Nonsense.
But no, it was way cool, though. So yeah, having a good time for sure, man.
Very cool.
Having a good time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And Tony, I pulled up my phone here real quick. You said his name was Thor. I pulled up his Twitter so everyone can go follow him. It's at Thor Cheston, ThorCheston. Give him a follow.
Yeah,
he hooked up the crew chief over there in D.C.
Yeah, in Right Proper Brewing has they have a Twitter as well, and I'm on my phone, so I can't find it right now. But right like RIGHT, Right Proper Brewing.
We'll tweet that out for sure.
Yeah, let's hit it up.
Absolutely. Tony, real quick, big thanks again to Rick Brenner for joining us last week. We are
always the guy is just flat entertaining, right? I mean, he is out just put on a show. It's like going to the carnival. It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we are very excited to get out there this week. And Tony, I've been teasing on Twitter that we got a special announcement, and we're going to tease that at the beginning here, and we're going to lay that out a little later in the show, a big announcement coming up for our trip to MIS this weekend.
I'd say it's pretty good, yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not even going to lie. Tony, what'd you think of the racing this weekend real quick?
Watkins Glen, you know, sold out for the third year in a row,
which is awesome.
Numbers don't lie. That place was jammed, right? Just great racing, you know, a lot cleaner this year than in years past. Not
Very,
as many incidents
yes.
and things like that. But honestly, I'm going to give credit to Goodyear for making a good tire that didn't fall off as much. So it allowed them to, you know, to stay on the tire harder, and which is good. You know, they gave them a great tire, but you know, so it was great race. It's always good. And I tweeted it out, but man, those Toyotas really handled good on straightaways.
Yeah,
holy crap! Holy crap! Are those things
bit,
fast?
Little
wow.
bit.
What about you?
Tony, I thought it was great racing. I enjoyed the first stage, you know, obviously was a little bit dominating there and but Truex, man, class of the field. And
Yep.
We'll hit that here in a little bit. Tony, there was no truck race this weekend. I was kind of bummed about that, but
I know. We get to see him this week though.
That's right. So, you know, I guess that's kind of like when you were a kid and your parents wouldn't tell you that you were doing something so that you could build up the anticipation or whatever there.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Tony, I tweeted this out yesterday that we're going to be put to the test at MIS this weekend for the truck race, because the last truck race we were at, Matt Crafton was there. We were there. Matt Crafton won. This is our first chance to put up or shut up in terms of whether or not we're good luck or not to Mr. Matt Crafton. So,
well, I'll tell you what. So we'll be in victory lane either way. But I'm going to tell you what. If he wins and we're there again, you might see the crew chief and the professor getting kicked out of there, because we'll be the first ones at the truck.
That's right. That's right.
The crew chief will be standing on the hood. Woo!
And then we'll be the first ones in the homestead, too.
That's exactly right. He said that, too.
He did. He said it. I think he knows we'll hold him to that, too. So
yeah, I think he's figured us out. Yeah, we're not kidding around.
No.
Yeah.
Tony, there was a race on Saturday. The Xfinity guys ran there at the
NASCAR practice race.
Yeah, NASCAR Junior or Cup Junior.
Yeah.
Brad Keselowski stage one, Paul Menard stage two, which I guess that wasn't as much of a Cup regular in terms of making noise that we're used to. So I guess that's kudos to Paul.
He's
for
a pretty good road
one.
Racer.
He is. I know he's ran quite a few Xfinity road races. I think he won Road America once. I think he won that one there.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Busch gets another win. He's had a dominating couple of weeks, I guess, leading up until yesterday, now that we know the results of the race yesterday. But
they've stumbled onto something. Toyota's been lagging behind for a while, but I guess if you're gonna figure it out, then right now is the time to figure it out.
Yeah, I'd say with the home stretch here in terms of number of races before we get to the playoffs, it's damn good thing for those guys. Tony, six Cup guy is in the top 10 there. You know, you and I go back and forth on this all the time on that. What are your thoughts there with the finish?
Well,
there?
It was more than that. It was seven out of the top eight were Cup regulars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
like Justin Allgaier got fourth. Seven out of the top eight.
Yep. You're right.
We're Cup guys.
Yeah.
Hey, don't sound so surprised when I'm right about something. All right. Can you? I'm right occasionally.
You're not here to see the eye roll.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. And you're not here to see the finger I'm waving either. So no, but it was a Cup guys, and I get it. And now this one doesn't bother me quite as much, because road racing is so different, and for them to go out there, get some seat time, get in the rhythm of the track, I get that. You know, but when it's Pocono or, you know, tracks that they run all the time, come on, you know.
Sure.
So this one doesn't bother me that the Cup guys are in quite as much.
Yeah.
As it does. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Tony, nice run by your boy Brendan Gaughan. I know you spent many a nights in the South Point Casino there.
I have. I'm more than I should admit to. But yeah, he had a good run too. He's a good road racer. He's won before, so, you know, he was ninth, and rounding out the top 10 is, William Byron. Look at the three rookies again. Byron, Hemric, Custer, Tiff, right there.
Yeah, boom, 10, boom, 11, boom. 12. Yeah, once you get the Cup guys out right of the way, there they are. Yep.
Yeah, right, so that was like your top 5-6, if it were just Xfinity regulars. But good race all the way around. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no,
so,
I did too.
And Allgaier finally got that run that he's needed.
Yeah, he's had
terrible luck for a month, and he finally got a good run, and you would have won going away, but he's strong for the end of the year.
Absolutely. Be okay, but. Yeah, you know, once the Dash for Cash races ended, he shined in those things, and he definitely has had a little downfall. But hey, now's like you said, now's the time to go out there and shine here the last few races before the playoffs.
I liked it.
Yeah, and no real shake-up to the standings there either, because of the fact all those Cup guys did finish up top, so no real shake-up there or anything
everything's,
like that.
Everything should. But next week is Mid-Ohio.
Mid-Ohio. Yeah, Tony, I'm not 100 I'm not even gonna lie, I'm not very familiar at all with that track. Are you?
Oh my God, I've been to that track 75 times.
No shit.
So if anybody's going there, I'll give you the insider tip. Where you want to watch from, if you can, is at the end of the back straightaway. And if you can get into those grandstands, that's great. If not, you can sit up on the hill in your lawn chair and look down as they come down the straightaway, hard on the braking, and go up through, up and over the hill in an area called Madness. And
sounds like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. You should drive it. It is. So that's where you want to be at. Just a tip. If anybody's going to make it to Mid Ohio, which I would encourage, try to sit down. Just ask somebody, anybody, where Madness is, and you'll go there, and that's where to go.
Do you know the track length off the top of your head there or anything?
It's about
or any...
2.5 miles.
Okay.
It's about 2.5 miles. Very technical track.
Okay.
It's a true driver's track. It's very, very technical course.
Do we have something like the bus stop and the S's and all that kind of stuff? Or is it?
Well, yeah, it does. It's not quite like that. It's got a front straightaway, and then it goes into a 180-degree turn. It's called the keyhole. And if you're going to pass somebody, that's your time to do it, to stick your nose in there or get a run off that straightaway. So that's also a good place to watch from, is at the keyhole. So that's right when you come into the track. It's the keyhole.
Nice. Look at the crew chief laying down some info.
I know that track.
I love that, man. That's awesome. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Tony, we're cruising right along here since we don't have a truck race. I'm going to hit some social media if that's all right with you,
sir. Hit it up.
All right, everyone. Make sure you check out our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Lap Traffic PC. And hell, why not even throw our personal accounts in there? Hit up the crew chief at Crew Chief Tony. Hit up the professor at BCrowd4. We're out there all the time on Twitter, as you know. Check us out on iTunes or Podbean. Make sure you subscribe. That way you get our downloads whenever they come through, Wednesday nights. Send us a comment. That all helps us and lets us know how we're doing, which we really appreciate.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a new contest here in a couple weeks or so. Tony, we got some new followers on Facebook. Birdman Robert Labota Jr. I love that. Birdman. That's so cool.
I like that too.
From New York, who's a big Junior fan. And Braxton Crisp from Westland, Michigan, lifelong NASCAR fan. And Tony, he actually sent us a message on Facebook, which was really nice, telling us how much he loves the show and what a good job he thinks we're doing. So we definitely appreciate that. And
yeah, I read that. Thank you. Very cool.
And he's going to be at the tweet up at MIS on Sunday. And if any of you guys are going to be at MIS this weekend, we will be there all weekend long. Hit us up on Twitter and definitely get to the tweet up on Sunday. We will tweet that out. Make sure you check out the Orange Cone. He will tweet it out too, and he's big out at the track there, and we will be there. We'll have some koozies and stuff like that for you guys, so make sure you come check us out at the track this weekend. It's our last scheduled track that we're going to be at this year. So
yep.
Over to Twitter at Adam Heasley, BNR, Adam from the Bump and Run podcast, four college kids putting together a podcast that I've listened to a few times, which is good. Make sure you go check those guys out. Racing fans only at Chris_Lowland, big 88 fan. Jeff Shelton at Fan of E, big senior fan. Spencer Cal at Skell, Texas, from the Lone Star State, obviously, who is also a big Packers fan. And Emily at EM Chicken, who's big followers of the PETM podcast, gave us a follow, and also a Packers fan. I don't know what that is, Tony. You must be attracting some people there from from your work state there.
I'm huge in Green Bay.
That's what she said. Oh,
yeah.
And SHR fan for life 30 at Scotty Styles 29 from Washington. Had to throw in another Stuart Haas fan in there. Welcome to the show, everyone. Make sure you check it out. Tell your friends and tell everyone to give us a follow.
Yeah. And you know what? We need to, I need to put something together too. I'm nearing my 1,000. I'm not so far away from my 1,000 Twitter follower either. Ooh. So
you want to do a little contest for you? We'll have to put something
together.
Yeah,
we're going to have to dig up something. Let's pick that around this weekend.
I think that's a great idea, sir. Make sure you check out our website again, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Visit our store. We got t-shirts for $15, koozie or sippy cups, tank tops for the ladies. We got your boyfriend tees out there. You name it, it's out there. If you want to help support the show, we appreciate that. Tony, I sent out batch two of some stickers and koozies. I got ahead of myself there this weekend. So if you send in a request, you should be getting those in the mail. I put two stamps on it, so no one should have to pay an extra postage stamp.
We don't have to owe, we don't have to owe anybody.
No. Someone, we got some new pictures to put up on the website, which I'll try to do that when we get back from MIS. And if you got anything you want to send us to add to the man cave, it's awesome to get fan mail. We appreciate it. The Lap Traffic Podcast, P.O. Box 725-275, Berkeley, Michigan, 48072. Tony, fantasy results, my man.
Ooh.
Not too many people favored too well this week there, sir.
No.
Two people picked Martin Truex Jr., Cody, SHR41, and Chris Coble. Cody has now padded his lead a bit with picking Martin Truex and is still in first place with 165. Rich is in second with 150. We have a two-way tie for third with Aaron and Chris Coble with 140. Tony, we got a four-way tie for fourth with yourself, Mick, Chad, and Wes at 130. And a two-way tie. Yeah, it's heating up. And a two-way tie for fifth with Wes and Kevin with 125. I moved up a spot and have cracked triple digits with 100, and I'm in 10th
nice.
Place. I know. Tony, only 25 points separate 5th place, which gets a prize in 10th place. So
yeah, it's not a lot, but, you know, I don't know if how anybody else is doing it. You went out strong, and I've been kind of holding back a little bit. But, I was going to go with Hamlin. Yes. I never even did hear what happened with Logano, but he finished like 28th or 29th or something like that. But I was hoping he'd have a better run, but I didn't know, Hamlin was expecting a child and had a backup driver, ready to go. So I changed out.
And he brings home a top four.
Yeah. And that didn't pay off so well for me. So
no, but
anyways.
Make sure you get your picks in for Michigan. I will send out a reminder Wednesday, but we will be busy at the track, so I may not be able to.
We're going to be super busy, so hit us up sooner than later.
Yes. We'll get the. Unfortunately, I won't be able to send out the picks pre-race or anything like that, but I'll get everything updated Monday when we get back. And again, big thanks to everybody for playing. I think this is awesome, and
it's way cool.
I love the fact people are tweeting out pictures of the standings, bragging about where they're at on there. I think that's remarkable and never would have thought that would have happened. So
yeah.
I think that's way cool. Uh-oh, Tony, breaking news into the man cave in the Lap Traffic Podcast. That sound could only mean one thing. It's time for our big announcement, Tony.
It is.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Tony. We will be broadcasting not one, but two shows this week. We are going to have episode number 33 this Friday from the Michigan International Speedway Media Center. And if that's not big enough, Tony, we're going to have some special guests on Friday. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Joining us in person in the Media Center Friday will be John Hunter Nemechek.
Doing great, killing it. Like 3 wins already this
right?
year.
Tony, and if that's not big enough, joining us, Landon Castle, who's
for the second time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And Tony, we got more. Also joining us in the MIS Media Center, Michael McDowell.
Who had a great run yesterday, by the way.
Great run.
He
How
finished
awesome 13th is that?
Or something.
So
that's unbelievable. And just so everyone knows, these are the 3 drivers that we have confirmed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
MIS has given us a room for the day. We have 3 drivers confirmed. We have a few others that are definite maybes. Some guys that are much bigger names than this.
Yes.
These are the ones that we're already going to have for sure.
Yes.
So tune in. It should be a good day.
Are
we going to get that up Friday night or Saturday?
I am going to, since we have the media center all day, when we're done with the show Friday afternoon,
hit it up.
I hope to have this up by drive home for everybody on Friday. So nice. I'm hoping to have this up before qualifying starts Friday afternoon. That's the goal.
Nice.
So, yes, sir. That's exciting. So just to hit that lineup again, joining us Friday at the MIS Media Center, John Hunter Nemechek, Landon Castle, Michael McDowell, all in person. So on top of waiting for the show to come out Friday afternoon, make sure you're on our Twitter, at LapTrafficPC, because I'm sure we'll have some pictures with these guys in our makeshift studio room there and all that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Twitter's going to be thumping this weekend.
Yes,
we're going to be filling your timeline.
Yes, we are. So,
don't say we didn't warn you.
That's right. And none of this would be possible without Rick Brenner and Brad over at MIS. Big thanks to them again. So making two guys like kids in a candy store, basically. So we're looking very forward to this weekend. That's for sure.
Yeah, fantastic people.
Yes.
So, want to get into the Cup race?
I do, sir. Tony, stage one, Kyle Busch. Stage two, first stage win of the season over to Mr. Daniel Suarez. And our winner, obviously, Martin Truex Jr. Tony, Truex gets his fourth win of the season, almost swept his third race as he finished second in both stages. Tony, the guy's on fire.
Absolutely is. He's dialed in. You know, Truex, they're one of the things that I like about him. He made a comment after the race. He said his team, even if they finish second or if they whatever, like, it's not good enough. Like, they, even if they win, they want to win by more. And they're just pushing like crazy, and it's showing, because they're not letting up at all.
Well, you know, and Tony, it's funny, you know, we talked about, I think it was Rick Allen when he was on. We talked about how he seemed like he was great at the beginning of the races because he was, you know, he's obviously won all these stages, but seemed like he would fall short there. They fixed that problem.
Yes, they did.
So it's,
yes, they did.
They're
not content with being in the playoffs.
No. Well, for shit, I mean, man.
They could coast it out.
They basically could coast each. They could DNF almost one race in each of the stages and still make it to Homestead.
Martin Truex Jr. starts in parks.
Talladega, right?
three races in a row.
Hey, Tony, I forgot to write this down here, so I want to ask you before it loses out of my mind here. What did you think about the 18 and the 2 there?
Honestly, I think Kyle made an ambitious move, trying to pass two cars coming into there. It's really narrow.
Sure.
I mean, it's really narrow. And I think Brad just didn't think anybody was going to, he just popped up out of nowhere, just surprised him. You know what I mean? Like, he's going into the corner. He's got Dinger right behind him and he's going in. What happens is you turn your head to the right slightly, you hit your mark, and then you look back to the left. Well, he went to the right, and before he could get his eyes shifted back to the left, there was a car bouncing off of him. You know, like, he just didn't know he was coming. And Kyle, like I said, it was, you're passing AJ Allmendinger and Brad Keselowski in that bus stop turn. That's, ambitious might be a understatement there, but not saying he did anything wrong. But it was an aggressive move, and I think it just surprised Brad.
Sure. Well, the crazy thing is, both of those guys were actually able to bounce back and put together respectable finishes. Kyle gets seventh, and Keselowski brings it home 15th, which you get in an altercation like that at an oval track, and you know, you're a few laps down and finishing 30th.
Absolutely, but you know, so 15th for Keselowski is even more impressive, given the fact that when he came in for gas, he went through three pit boxes and got a penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
His splitter went over like a 2-inch square corner of one of the pit boxes. He had to come in and do a penalty.
Yeah.
So, you know, he would have been a few spots higher. But like I said, you know, Michael McDowell's 12th, actually.
Yep.
So, you know, what a great run for him. I mean, Chase Elliott, another good run. So
Chris Buescher, too.
Chris Buescher was 11th. Yeah. He almost got a top 10 out of there.
Well, you know, and so, I think this, again, just goes to show, and I think why, you know, we've talked about it quite a few times on the increase in popularity in road courses and your local dirt track kind of racing, is it puts it into the skill of the driver more than it does the aero package of the car. And we've seen Chris Buescher, Michael McDowell, We've seen these guys put together top 15s with mediocre underfunded equipment at tracks like Sonoma, Watkins Glen, Martinsville, where the car is not as important as it is the skill of the driver. So these guys obviously have talent.
Which is 100% the reason why, as a young man, like I started out in drag racing, right? I was just drag racing my own stuff, going to the local track, whatever. And I get tired of I killed the guy. I was faster off the line. I did, you know, everything was better. He had more money than me, right? That's all. He had more money, you know. And then when I went over to road racing, I found out that, hey, this guy can have a car that costs three times as much, but he's got to outdrive me, and he can't do it. So that's where it leveled the playing field for me. And that's what got me hooked on road course racing is it, you know, the car is not as important, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's my two cents on it, but yeah, I agree. I agree entirely. So
Tony, you mentioned they're pitting on the right side there. You know, I know these guys have a bunch of practice equipment set up at the shop and can practice, you know, pitting and all that kind of stuff. But still, pit times were definitely a lot slower than what you typically see. You know, it was into the high 12s, 13, 14 seconds, mainly one because they definitely want to make sure it gets packed full of fuel because they don't have as many pit stops. But you're definitely backwards there. Are you second guessing yourself when you're pitting from the right side when you only do it, you know, once in a blue moon?
Yeah, it's super hard there. And I have driven there and I have crew chiefed there. And I'm going to tell you, here's the bigger challenge is that it's not level.
Oh, pit road isn't level.
As you go down that straightaway, like everybody can see is there went into turn one, it drops off like six stories. Okay. It goes way down. Well, pit road follows it, right? So if you're in one of the first few pit boxes, you're not only trying to service the car from the opposite side, it's on an angle. Okay. So now you're trying to pack it full of fuel, except that the fuel cell's not level. Right. Ooh. And when you jack it up, you know, you got to make sure that the driver has his foot on the brake so it doesn't roll away. Right. I mean, the entire thing is totally it's like using, you know, wiping with your left hand, you know. That's it's all backwards. So, yep. Nice. Yeah. Pitting on unlevel ground is officially no fun,
let alone from the opposite side too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not
make it worse. Right. Yeah.
Tony, I don't know about you, but, I thought if Matt Kenseth had another straightaway there, he might have been able to. He had definitely had some momentum coming off that last turn there, going into the straightaway there.
He did, but you know, Truex played it right, and he kept saving and saving. But he didn't know how much was in there.
No,
you know, so he held him off well. But yeah, Kenseth was coming for sure, and I know Mr. Truex was sweating like, you know, nobody's business. But
oh, I bet. Well, and I wish Kenseth would have won just from the numbers perspective of adding so another different driver.
I really do. You know, yeah, nothing against Martin Truex because he earned it. He was definitely fast.
But, oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely, Tony. Right now, Chase Elliott in seventh, McMurray in eighth, and Kenseth in ninth are the only three that are going to make it in on points if the playoffs were to start this week, which they're not, obviously, but it's fun to look at this kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Bowyer in 10th, Logano in 13th, and Suarez in 15th do not make it in so that there's room for Stenhouse, Casey, and Dillon, all with wins not in the top 16.
Yeah.
I think that's nuts that we're going into the top 10 of guys with points not making it. And again, that just leads why I want more wins, because I think that's awesome. And
I really do too. I really do too.
It's fantastic. Tony, random question. Do we get a repeat winner or a new winner at MIS this weekend?
I think we get a new winner.
New winner. I like it. All right. We're going to save new that, winner. But I like that. I like that. That's awesome.
I think we get a new winner. There's a car that I have in mind for that.
I like it. I like that teaser, sir. Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice. Tony, we've had some interest. Oh, anything else from the Glen there I should ask you before we move along? You got anything else?
No. It was a good race. You know, like I said, and again, though, I think part of it, why you didn't see a lot of slipping, sliding, and spinning is Goodyear gave him a good tire.
I think you're right. That was a great tire that did not didn't appear to be that much fall off, and the guys were still able to go out there and race and contend for positions, you know, even if we're not talking about up front the lead. But there was definitely some passing going on mid-pack there.
Yep.
Tony, the silly season and rules changes continue. I know this came out late last week, so this really isn't that big of news, but I'm happy as hell. The overtime line is gone, sir. Gone. Tony, the overtime line gets a professor. See ya. It's out of here.
Did you see the picture of Talladega?
No.
They were painting the wall. Where the blue stripe was on the wall, and they're painting it and going, we won't be needing this anymore.
That's awesome. Now, Tony, I'm happy about that. And I know that there still could be the NASCAR logic or stuff play out to where they may wait till the leader crosses the start finish to throw a white flag so they don't have to reline him up if there's a big wreck. I get all of that. But I am very happy to see them get rid of that ridiculous rule, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
And the
take
one
it back
thing,
to the line.
Back, yeah, exactly. And the one thing I hope that they still come out with is, Tony, I'm all good with caution laps counting during from a wreck or something along those lines. But I think the amount of time and laps that are wasted between the two stages with the interview for the TV, the interview for the radio, and these laps are counting. I really hope they come out next year and for 2018, the yellows between the two stages, I hope they don't count those. I think that's valuable lap time being lost there to add for the driver interviews. It's not just a caution. There is definitely time added with those two stages there.
Yeah, to me, it's the time added. I don't know how much insight that they're really offering. You know, here you pitted early, you came out and you won the stage. Tell us about it.
Right.
Well, I pitted early and I won the stage.
Yeah.
You know, back to you, Bob.
Right. Yeah. I think they're trying to get like the whole, you know, maybe like the coach and player on field interview at halftime when they're running into the locker room kind of perspective. But I don't know. We're not gaining that much other than for them to brag about, hey, we're talking to a driver live during the race.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over that.
It's not whether they interviewed him or not is not it's not big on my.
No. So I guess maybe. All right. Let's cut out the interview so we don't waste as many laps, or let's not count the laps if they keep that.
Yeah.
Tony, I read a story on Jayski today. Danica Patrick, in my opinion, this didn't come out. This is how I'm interpreting it, has all but confirmed that if she does not have a sponsor, she will be out at SHR next year and would like to maybe drive for another team. But she flat out admitted she is not willing to do a part-time ride. What do you think about that?
Well, I can see that. That kind of fits. I don't see her doing part-time rides either. I just can't see her doing that. But it's unfortunate. You know, I think we do need that. I think we need Danica Patrick's, you know, in the sport. And I hate to see that go away. But, you know, the facts are the facts. I mean, she's not running well,
right.
You know, and it's not just recent. She's not doing it. And she's in good equipment. And she's been through, I don't know how many teams and how many, pit crews and crew chiefs. And, you know, they've all paid the price. At the end of the day, she's not doing it.
Yeah.
So,
she's put together some nice runs now, but I think it might be the story of maybe too little, too late kind of thing. Like, I would expected this out of her 2 years ago. The top 15s. You know, they're bragging about a top 15,
right,
which is great.
She should have had top 15s a couple of years ago. Then I'd be impressed. But,
right.
It's and you have bad racing luck, but, you know, when you're running 30th, that happens. You're around cars that aren't as good, and things are going to happen, or their drivers aren't as experienced, or whatever. So I can see that, but she's got the same car that Kevin Harvick did, and he's winning the championship.
Right.
Right. So I'm riddle me this. You
sure.
know, I don't get it.
Sure.
Right?
Do you think she could pull sponsorship if she were to go back to Indy or a different series? Do you think
she probably could? Right now, Indy is hot. Indy is cheaper for sponsors, and I think she probably could.
Now,
I don't know that she'll do it, but She's got a lot of open wheel time. So yeah.
Do you think she, I guess, going from open back to close or to close back to open, what do you think the adjustment would be like there?
Well, you know, it's going to be a few test sessions, you know, yeah. It would definitely take a little bit of time, but, a lot faster, a lot, you know, the braking is, you know, remarkable and, you know, NASCAR cars by comparison are slow and clunky,
right?
You know, to an open wheel Indy car.
It's like a 14-year-old boy running around the bases. Like they're just lanky and gumpy.
Just right. They're just not as, just not as smooth and fast. They just aren't by design. But I think she'd be fine. She's experienced. I mean, she ran in Toyota Atlantic Series. She's run Indy car. She's got plenty of experience, and I actually would not rule that out.
Cool.
I'm just going to say I don't think we've heard the last of Danica Patrick.
Oh no.
She's gonna be driving something somewhere.
Yeah, totally. Tony, we talked about it last week a little bit in terms of the teaser that Motorsports.com put out with the Kurt Busch being done at SHR, and then it coming out that maybe he's not. So Kurt Busch is technically right now a free agent. But there are expectations that he will be re-signing a new deal with Stewart Haas Racing. They just didn't renegotiate his current deal. Thoughts on that one there, sir?
Yeah. Well, he says he's got other options out there. He's got other offers on the table. But, I don't know where. I don't know from who for what. He's not to take anything away from Kurt, but he's not run well this year.
Not since the 500.
Right. He had the 500 fell in his lap and he pulled that out, but hasn't done anything by his own admission. Hasn't done anything this year.
Yep.
And he's, he's not a kid anymore,
Yep.
Not saying that he's not capable of winning more races or, he's washed up or anything like that. I'm not even saying any of that.
No.
The amount of quality seats that are available are few and far between.
Yeah. Totally.
So, and I don't know, looking at who's available, I don't know that he gets one, but, I guess time will tell. This is crazy because, Kenseth and now Kurt, experienced guys, championship guys. I don't know.
And Tony, in breaking, but not unexpected news, Casey Kane is out at HMS after this year announced today.
Yeah, you know what tipped it off for me is when he won Indianapolis and Rick Hendrick he looked like he didn't even know what to say.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot to say about it. And that told me that, they're walking him out the door.
Well, and I thought that was still going to be the case with the win. Who knew maybe if they were to pull it off and put together some good finishes in the chase, and if he were to move on a little bit, that maybe that might have saved it. But I'm guessing sponsors are definitely an issue with the five car, fresh new blood there maybe, or maybe they go down to four. I won't let this go. Our buddy the Orange Cone has said there is a dominant four car team that is probably dropping to three cars next year. Could it be Hendrick Motorsports? Could it be Stewart Haas? Something tells me he probably knows and has heard and has a reliable source on that. And so every time I hear one of these, I'm like, ooh, is that it? But,
the cone sees and knows all.
That's right. That's right. with that said, the silly season in August, is heating up already, right?
You know what this does for me? This makes me want to pull for Casey Kane to go in, make the playoffs and win the whole goddamn thing.
Right.
And then when he gets his trophy, be like, all right, Rick, now what?
Yeah.
What do you think now?
Yeah.
Hey,
crazier things have happened, right?
Yes, they have.
So, Mr. Crew Chief, you ready to go to work there in DC?
I am ready to go to work.
Let's do it.
It's time for another segment of the Crew Chief Corner with the Lap Traffic's very own Crew Chief Tony Smith.
All right. As mentioned, the Crew Chief is phoning it in this week for the Crew Chief Corner. Tony, we got three questions for you this week.
Can you handle that? I can handle it.
All right. Tony, your boy Thor at Thor Cheston wants to know, can you explain what makes the cars run in Xfinity different from those in Cup?
difference between Xfinity and Cup. Actually, you know what? They changed the cars around a little bit in the last year or so, so that they are more similar. So honestly, the answer, the short answer is not much. Like 100 pounds of weight. They're a little lighter. They have a little little less horsepower. And the wheelbase is just a little bit different. Otherwise, they're pretty close. They used to be really different, where they'd say, all right, what, you know, what can you take from your Xfinity drive and transfer to your Cup drive today? What did you learn from that car? And the answer would be nothing, because the cars are so different. But NASCAR's realized that, hey, if we're trying to groom these drivers from going from one series to another, we might want to make these cars a little more similar. So that's right now the answer. A couple of years ago, I'd have said they're wildly different and given you a whole grocery list of different reasons. The answer is right now they're not that much different. They're a little lighter, a little slower, and that's pretty much the difference. Still, you know, tube chassis, steel bodied, all that stuff. Pretty much the same car.
Nice. Tony, our second question comes to us from Hugh at Bucky515. Tony, how many Toyotas do you think make the final four at Homestead?
Wow. Yeah, man. Well, if it was this week, I'd say four. You know, I think two of them are going to make it in there. I think you're going to have Truex and Kyle in there, is the way it looks right now. They're looking pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, Truex, obviously. I mean, that's I think almost a pen in, not even a pencil in.
Yeah.
And you know, Kyle would have to be my second too, just based on the playoff points there. If we're looking at Toyotas,
yep.
So yeah, definitely two. Could you imagine three Gibbs cars in the? Or well, I mean, kind of three. But you kinda got three. Truex and Bush and Hamlin, or Bush and Kenseth. Are possibilities, yeah, if Kenseth can get a win here?
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to rule it out.
No. Tony, Mick at GoDucks42_Mick. Mick, was Truex out of fuel, or was it the shake on the car that NASCAR rules illegal?
Yeah, I don't think there was anything that he did illegally. I think actually he came out of that last corner with Matt Kenseth glued to his bumper. He's standing on the gas, and he doesn't know if there's going to be any gas, you know, that's going to make it into the engine. So I think he gave it a shake or two just to make sure if there's a drop of gas left in it, he was going to pick it up. Because if that car even sputters a little bit, Kenseth goes by. And Kenseth wins that race.
Absolutely.
So, and here's the other thing. You know, it's a 2.5-mile course. He's got plenty of time to shake that car. You know, if he wants to try and get the rear end, you know, to settle in where he wants it, he's got plenty of opportunities on that course. To get it in there. So my two cents, I don't think he did anything, but
nice. And obviously,
other than just try to win the race.
Yeah, right. And there was plenty of gas in that thing, because he did a hell of a burnout there.
He did a hell of a burnout. Good for him.
Absolutely.
You know, he saved more than he thought, but you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's no gas gauge in the thing, right?
Nope.
It's, you know, you're guessing, right?
Yeah. Tony, you ready for some lucky dog picks, sir?
Let's do it.
All right, Tony, who is your lucky dog of the race, my man?
Got to give it to my man, Truex.
Right?
They told him to lay off. Here's the lap times you need to hit. You need to let people drive by, and you will catch them.
Yeah, he said in that post-race, that was the hardest thing he's ever had to do. He said he's never had to do that before.
Yeah, that's about as unnatural as it gets for a race car driver, right? But he did it. I mean, so I got to give you know, Cole Pert and Mark Truex did a great job on that one.
Tony, I'm right there with you. He's my lucky dog of the week, too. Four wins, an obscene amount of points for the playoffs. Tony, in my opinion, it's his to lose at this point in terms of the championship at Homestead, because he literally can coast his way to Homestead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony, who are you putting a lap down?
I got to put the 88 crew down. They're breaking way too many random things. You know, a push rod that went through the valve cover. I've never even seen that one. I've seen them break and stuff, but man, that's bad. They're just not somebody, I don't know who's assembling this car, but they got to make a change. I mean, there's something they're going to have to do on that crew, because they're breaking too many random parts, in my opinion, on that car. And honestly, not giving, you know, Junior deserves a better send off than this.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at, You know, Tony Stewart, his last couple years struggled, but they at least got a win at Sonoma last year in his send off, and Jeff Gordon in his send off year makes it to Martin's to the championship at Homestead. You know, so
but they're DNFing because of mechanical failures.
Oh, sure, no, totally,
you
totally.
Know? That's the difference.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's what. I agree completely.
But can you keep the car together so that he can
right
maybe win?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
What
about you?
Tony, I am going to go with Twitter Nation for my lap down and their obscenities towards the broadcasting crew for NBC. I thought that was a little ridiculous. People literally ragging on Diffie? It's just like, come on, people, have a little respect, you know.
Heaven forbid you have anybody. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Oh, so I did too. Completely.
Feel free to yell all you want. That's fine. I liked it.
Yep.
So.
You ready for some listener picks?
Yeah.
Tony, we got a nice response. People, I think, are liking the little lucky dog segment that we do here. Bruce at SimRacer 1018's lucky dog is non-Kyle Busch fans for lug nut problems like me, and his lap down, Kyle Busch crew for wheel lug nut problems. Troy,
That's a random freak thing that happens from time to time. But you know, they had the number one pit spot.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's also the one that's most downhill. I mean, that car was pointing downhill. You know, so it's hard. I don't know.
Troy at spoiler warning one, lucky dog Martin Truex Jr., just enough gas for the win. Lap down is the number two team. That last lap penalty killed them there, and that was on Mr. Keselowski. Hugh at Bucky 515's lucky dog is the 78 team. Lap down is the 88 team. David at David_Tucker's lucky dog is the NBC radio style calling of the race, and Diffie as a whole calling the race. Lap down, Junior's horrible luck. Mick at GoDucks42_Mix lucky dog are the 6 Toyotas in the top 10 in back-to-back weeks. Lap down, yep. The rest of the field for getting beat by Toyota. NASCAR behind the wall at NASCAR BTW's lucky dog is the smart fuel strategy paying off for the 78 team. And the lap down is the 22 still getting beat by the number two after that late race drama that the two had. Jess at Nitro Copeland's lucky dog is Martin Truex Jr. for saving enough fuel. Lap down, the 22 being non-existent once again, and his playoff chances are almost out.
Yes, they are.
Braxton at Braxton Crisp's lucky dog is Suarez for hanging in there for a top three with honorable mention to the NBC crew. Lap down
Ooh,
is
see,
the
one went to vote for NBC. Huh?
Absolutely. Lap down 42 car for his early dominance this season, and it's slipping away with an average finish of 20.4 since his win at MIS. That's a nice little stat there. Thanks for that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy. Linda at RacingGal_FL's lucky dog is NBC for a great broadcast. And the lap down is the 42 and 22 for slipping big time. Jeff at Grey Wolf Pack 5's lucky dog is the 19 for his first stage win. And his lap down is Jeff himself for having to miss most of the race. That's a bummer. That's not one you want to miss.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
And our boys over at the PETM podcast, who we both did some live tweeting during the race, which was a lot of fun. We gained some new followers this weekend, which was cool. Their lucky dog is the 18 for spinning and still getting a top 10. And their lap down is also the 18 for finding a way to lose again with the best car.
Is that allowed?
I think it's definitely the right call. Yeah, there.
And Sherwin and PETM beat us. Did Sherwin beat me? So
ooh, yes.
They pulled another win out. So
yes, they
I know,
did. Let's see so. Here. You ready for some odds, sir?
Let's go.
From the Glen, I put Martin Truex at +500. He came in at +350. I put Joey Logano at +900. He came in at +1,000. I put Kevin
Man, you're close.
I know. I put Kevin Harvick at plus 1,000. He came in at plus 1,500. Denny Hamlin, I put at plus 1,100. He came in at plus 1,800. And I put the dinger at plus 1,500 because I didn't think he was going to win. But Vegas obviously did because he came in at plus 750 there. So they probably racked in a lot of money on dinger.
They sure did. They absolutely won a lot of money on him.
Yep. Heading into MIS, I am putting Mr. Kevin Harvick as the favorite at plus 500. That is definitely a homer line bet there. Joey Logano at plus 900. Matt Kenseth plus 1,000. I think if Matt Kenseth can stay within his pit boxes during down pit road, he might have a shot. And I'm putting Mr. Clint Bowyer at plus 1,800. So there's my picks and the odds for MIS.
In no Toyotas, well, Kenseth and no.
I put Kenseth plus 1,000.
All right.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Martin Truex?
I did, but I don't think he's
Kyle Busch.
He's not winning back to back. And I tell you what, I don't think Kyle Busch is going to win either. Well, I tell you what,
Kyle Larson. Never heard of him.
I did. Pick. Give me.
I was just checking.
Set it, Tony. What's Kyle Larson's line there, sir? Give it to me.
Nah, I'm just I don't even know. I have no idea.
I tell you what, I'm going to add Kyle Larson. Just you know what, because he is the repeat winner. I'm going to put him at plus 750. There we go. Kyle Larson, plus 750. Tony, as you mentioned, our podcast Pick'em with the PETM guys, they whooped our ass this week. Rusty and I both had the 14, who we've maybe would looked at maybe as a long shot pick there, but Bowyer finished fifth.
He did.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but he did.
And then Sherwin had the 78, obviously, which won, and the 22 did not favor too well with the 24th. So we are now officially 6-4 with those guys.
Okay.
Tony, do you want to make your picks for MIS now, or do you want to do that on Friday from the track there with our special show we got coming up?
Yeah, let's do that Friday.
I like that idea.
Let's do that Friday.
Sounds good to me there, sir. So Tony, that'll about do it for episode 32. Just to remind everybody, we will be recording and posting episode 33 from the MIS Media Center this Friday with our special guests, including Landon Castle, Michael McDowell, and John Hunter Nemechek. And who knows, we might be able to throw a few more in there.
Yep.
Tony,
I also want to thank my special guest here in D.C., Dorchester, rightproperbrewing.com. I found their Twitter. It's rightproperbeer. I'm actually well into this bottle of Raised by Wolves. I'm going to have about one more, and I'm going to be drunk like shit. But thanks again, Thor, man. Can't wait to come back. I'm going to have to find a reason to come back here because this has been a real treat. So thanks for all your hospitality, buddy.
And make sure you tune in each and every week. Otherwise, you will be a lap down.
See you.